The Book of Matthew, chapter 17. And one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? And he said to them, Strive to enter in by the narrow door, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter in and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us, and he will answer and say to you, I don't know you or where you are from. Then you will begin to say, We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. And he will speak, saying to you, I don't know you or where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Everyone, therefore, who hears these words of mine and does them, will be likened to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be likened to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and struck against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And I say to you that many will come from the east and the west, and will sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast forth into the outer darkness. There will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. In that very hour there came certain Pharisees, saying to him, Get out and go from here, for Herod wants to kill you. And he said to them, Go and say to that fox, Look, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I am perfected. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perishes out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her! How often I wanted to gather your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you did not want to. Look, your house is left to you. For I say to you, you will not see me from now on, until you will say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. And it came to pass, when he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees on a Sabbath to eat bread, that they were watching him. And look, there was before him a certain man who had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath, or not? But they held their peace. And he took him and healed him and let him go. And he said to them, What man will there be of you that will have one sheep, and if this falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? And they could not answer again to these things. And he spoke a parable to those who were invited, when he marked how they chose out the chief seats, saying to them, When you are invited of any man to a marriage feast, don't sit down in the chief seat, lest perhaps a more honorable man than you be invited of him. And he who invited you and him will come and say to you, Give this man place. And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, that when he who has invited you comes, he may say to you, Friend, go up higher. Then you will have glory in the presence of all who sit at meat with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And he said to him also that had invited him, When you make a dinner or a supper, do not call your friends, nor your brothers, nor your kinsmen, nor rich neighbors, lest perhaps they also bid you again, and a recompense be made you. But when you make a feast, bid the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they don't have the means to recompense you, for you will be recompensed in the resurrection of the just. And when one of those who sat to eat with him heard these things, he said to him, Blessed is he who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. But he said to him, A certain man made a great supper, and he invited many, and he sent forth his slave at supper time to say to those who were invited, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a field, and I must surely go out and see it. I pray you have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray you have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I can't come. And the slave came and told his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his slave, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and maimed and blind and lame. And the slave said, Lord, what you commanded is done, and yet there is room. And the Lord said to the slave, Go out into the highways and hedges and constrain them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited will taste of my supper.